This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thrill, what day is it, buddy?
Today would be Wednesday.
You're right, it's World Bread Day, and now I decided let's have some fun.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 breads from worst to first. Oh boy. In the meantime, let me tell you about Mrs. Beaton and her book of household management. Published in 1861, she had a recipe for a toast sandwich. Place a cold piece of toast between two thin slices of bread and butter, and season with salt and pepper. Did somebody say choking hazard? But I think I know what it tastes like. Disappointment.
Damn. So real quick, I do have the 10 worst and the 10 best. Honestly, I have a list of nearly 30 breads here.
No, wait. When they say best and worst, like for you or as far as people feel about them?
I think it's how people feel about them. Because the ones that tend to be up top, what do you know? Probably not the best for you. So what would you guys say is your favorite type of bread? And what is your least favorite type of bread?
My least favorite type of bread is...
focaccia?
No.
No.
Ciabatta.
No. Ciabatta. I knew
it. It's dry. Yep. It's hard. I don't get it. Man, put anything on a croissant. You got a better shot of me eating it.
All right. Ted, your favorite, your least favorite?
Least favorite. Thrill's probably right. There is a time and place for
Ciabatta,
but you got to have a lot of sauce or something.
Okay.
On that.
Okay.
And then. Honestly, I'd say anything King's Hawaiian.
Okay, Miles.
Oh, good call.
Ciabatta, obviously number one.
Wow,
but there's no secret there. I mean, I think that's universal.
Favorite bread.
And
they're pretty liberal with what they call bread here.
You know what, man? I do like an Italian loaf, but I'll say challah.
Okay. So here
you are. You a challah bat girl?
That's right.
Challah bread's delicious.
Here's the bottom of the list here, okay?
All right.
So number 10, not exactly the worst, but it's on the list of the worst. Hawaiian bread.
Really?
What? Yep.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Let's see here. It's kind of midway on the list. Like I said, it's not the worst, but it doesn't top the top 15, as it were.
You gotta be kidding me.
They go with milk bread at number 9 of the
I'm not positive I know what milk bread is.
It's, let's see here.
It's what you are before you become milk toast.
Japanese milk bread. It's soft and delicate, yet sturdy. Unlike other types of white bread that taste bland, this one pops with buttery notes, making it nothing short of a pleasure to eat.
It looks delicious.
Yeah.
All also right. Sounds like somebody called me once.
They just go straight up white sandwich bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plain. I can understand why it's not among the best.
It's plain, but I feel like white sandwich bread, for the most part, like, that's your home bread. So whether you want something savory, something kind of sweet, if you just want standard toast, like, it's versatile.
Matzo bread.
It's okay.
I've never actually seen or tried matzo bread.
Yes. That looks like the flatbread at Subway.
Right?
Well,
except
it's
drier.
Kind of, is it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They say quick bread. It includes recipes like banana bread, pumpkin bread, apple bread.
Oh, okay.
Bisquick.
I
didn't know we could count those as real bread.
Like I was saying, they get liberal with what they go with bread here.
Give me banana bread. I'm down.
So I'll take a turkey sandwich on banana bread.
So these are the worst breads. They say they think this one's overrated. Sorry, Miles. Challah bread.
They say it's overrated.
Challah bread is overrated. According to these
guys. Give me the impression that sweet breads did not do well on this list, because I like potato bread, but...
Right. Challah bread didn't do well. Hawaiian bread didn't do well.
Soda bread.
I don't literally like soda bread.
Irish soda bread, somebody has to make it super correctly. Then it's good. But gotcha. I've only had a good piece of it probably 10 times.
Out of how many?
Oh, hundreds. My mom will order it wherever we go.
Sean O'Donnell's has pretty good
soda bread.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You know, he was actually at my auction over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Was he?
Yeah.
No, Wes.
Yes, sir.
The Sean O'Donnell.
Spent something. Miles and I spent thousands in there.
That's right. I'm a member of the birthday club.
Beer bread. Again, these are a list of the worst beers. Beer bread.
I don't know the last time I had that.
It's been a long time. I don't think I disliked it, but it's something I've so infrequent, it doesn't even...
Sounds like something your uncle made.
By accident and gave it a name.
I'm sorry to say that number three of the worst breads, they go with the brown bread.
Just wheat?
No.
Or like pumpernickel, you
the
mean?
The brown bread from like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, like the kind they have at Outback Steakhouse?
I know.
Ah, well, the butter goes a long way, but I
was going to say.
I love those.
Without the butter, do we like it? Because, right, it's always given to us warm. The butter melts in there. It's
but
it's
I
delicious.
Expect that butter that's sweet with that bread.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like cream cheese and a bagel.
Number two worst bread, wheat bread.
I would agree with that.
Sorry, that actually is the worst bread. My bad, I miscounted my list. That is number
wheat
one.
Bread?
The worst bread.
I mean,
is wheat
I will
bread.
Say though, like it's supposed to be healthier for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, because they compare it to white bread, and you go like, sure, it's healthier than the white bread. Yeah.
So I mean, if you eat it enough, like I started eating it as an adult, like I'll get wheat bread all the time.
I just don't. And look, it's not wheat bread's fault; it's my parents' fault.
Sure.
But they only ever got wheat bread because my dad, that's what he wanted. And he's like, when you get a job, you can get what you want. I have not bought wheat bread since I moved out.
Honorable mentions in the in-between before we get to the best. Cornbread.
All right.
Cornbread.
Pretzels.
They can sell pretzels right. Bread.
How about pretzel roll?
I'm going to screw up this name. Chapati and roti?
Sure.
They're made thinner than naan and cooked on a flat griddle.
Ooh.
They're a type of flatbread.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down with flatbreads, man. Yeah.
Texas toast.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was a consideration.
Like I said,
they're
get
very
real
liberal.
Loose with it.
Do they mean Texas toast as far as the bread is concerned? The thickness, whiteness, just the bread?
Doggone Texas toast.
Wow. Yeah, man.
You get that once a year for that leftover sandwich.
That's when you're making. But
boom.
But you're making French toast in the morning. Damn right. You're making BLTs.
Yeah. Pumpernickel bread.
I love pumpernickel.
I like pumpernickel.
It's not very popular anymore.
And rye bread.
Isn't it like the least
another good
healthy?
Bread.
One of them. Yes.
I like rye. I do like rye.
Pumpernickel and rye bread I like for a specific thing. Like I'm at a Jewish deli.
Right.
I'm getting a
thinking
Reuben.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Focaccia.
Focaccia,
great
it.
Bread. Awesome. That's a damn fine bread. Awesome. Get some oil and some balsamic, man.
So I don't like sandwiches on it.
Thank you.
Like,
no. It's too thick to be a sandwich.
No, it's a peely bread.
Make a pizza on focaccia, man. Ooh. It'll change your freaking life.
Completely disagree.
Really?
Make a sandwich on focaccia.
Turkey, red onion, lettuce on focaccia?
Ooh, like a...
But as a sandwich?
Yeah.
That's just so much bread. It's not that it tastes bad.
Like a caprese?
But I feel like when I bite into it, there's like 90% of my mouth is bread and 10%
if it was open-faced, you don't need that much bread.
If it were open-faced, I'd be down.
Non-bread.
Yeah, non-bread's great.
Awesome.
And look, if you think you don't like Indian food, get butter chicken, tandoori chicken, and non-bread.
You will be happy.
Good introduction.
Ten breasts. Best breads. Boulet. Am I saying that right? It's a
boule,
French.
Boule,
it's a French
boule,
bread.
Boule. Do you have a picture of it?
It's honestly, it just looks like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you know, everyone would recognize it.
Is that called like basically just artisan?
That translates to route. Around, rather.
I think if you served it at a restaurant, you'd call it artisan, because if you called it boule, no one would know what the hell you're talking about.
Multigrain bread.
It has its place.
I do like some of that Dave's Killer multigrain with the nuts
Dave
on it.
Dave makes a good one. His bread is killer. It's a crime that it's number eight, brioche.
I like brioche.
Oh, damn it. You're right,
That's one of the best damn breads out there. That deserves
when
to be a lot
when you see that for a hamburger,
eat.
Man, you're like, they know how to make a hamburger.
Hey, sir. Potato bread.
Love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, baby.
Holidays are coming up. Potato bread season's upon us.
I'll tell you what, if you make a smash burger at home, trust me on this one. Put it on a potato roll.
Garlic bread. Again, these are the best breads.
I mean, well, sure. You know,
it's not like it's its own bread.
The French baguette.
Uh-huh. Decent.
I'll go to town on a doggone baguette.
It's again, it kind of goes back to ciabatta. Believe it or not, ciabatta was made in Italy trying to kind of recreate the French hard bread or whatever. And that's what we got is the ciabatta. So I think it's better than ciabatta, but again, it's just a little too dry for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my only issue with the French baguette is like we used to make subs on them, but it's so hard that I feel like all the meat just like slides out.
Mm-hmm. Tortillas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Come on.
I could eat a wrap.
I'll
I could get rid
tortilla.
Of bread in general. Just eat tortillas.
Yeah, pita bread.
Yep.
Strong. Oh, I think a wrap's better than pita, but yeah.
Number one on the list, sourdough.
Okay.
All right. Sourdough bread.
Okay.
And then a drum roll, please. Number two on the list of the best breads according to TastingTable.com. The wonderfully delicious ciabatta bread.
Boo, come on.
Ciabatta bread's number two?
Ciabatta bread is number two on this list.
Oh, my God.
Suck it.
I mean, I feel like, again, you have to either toast it or you got to have like a meatball on there so there's sauce.
Anything.
You guys aren't doing it right.
You got to do something.
Maybe we're not.
Damn fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.